Bix Collingwood's Tim Broomhead is the round 11 NAB rising star. He joins us now. Tim, congratulations.
Thank you. Good start to the season so far. So only halfway there and got a few tough games to go, but it'll be good to play against the best teams.
You've been one of the surprise packets of the competition, Collingwood, this year, because I'm not sure what anyone thought was going to happen, but each week you've been able to get a win against some of them more lowly opponents, but certainly on the weekend, GWS were quite formidable and you got the points. So you must be wrapped with how it's going.
Yeah, it's, I think we're 8-3 now, I think it is. So obviously a good start to the season, but as I was saying, we've got a few tough games after the bye, so it'll be good to have a couple of days off and relax, and then obviously have to put our best foot forward against, I think it's Fremantle the following week.
How have you rated your year so far? You've been it's been an even team performance so far. How have you been travelling?
Yeah, I've been a little bit inconsistent so far this season. I think not playing as well as I would have liked to have played, so it was good for me to sort of have a decent game on the weekend and hopefully, cement my spot in the team, and I'll look to consolidate it in the next few weeks, I think.
Oh, mate, you belong at this level. Make no mistake about that. But going back, you've had a tough run with injury in the early days. I think you had a broken jaw in the last round of the 18s. You had glandular fever. You broke a wrist. I mean, it takes time to get an AFL body, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Obviously, had a few hiccups along the way. Sort of my first season was derailed a little bit by glandular fever, which sort of set me back a little bit. And then the start of last season, as you said, broke my wrist, and then got shin splints coming back from that, so it was obviously pretty frustrating, but it's good to start to play some regular senior footy now, and as I said, just trying to look to consolidate that spot in the team.
What happened this year? Food poisoning round one, what was that all about?
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, not what you want coming to round one, do all that work in the pre-season, trying to make sure I got in the team for round one, and then got a bit of food poisoning, so it wasn't ideal at all, but it's at least I'm past it now. Touch wood, no more injuries or illnesses.
Now, we've heard you're pretty particular about the food and you're quite fussy. Can you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm a bit fussier than most with some of the food when I eat. But I've done a fair bit of work on trying to sort of get my diet a bit better and making sure it's probably at a higher standard, so my skin folds are better and I'm getting the best out of my body. So,
well, hang on a second.
A bit of work on it, but
You don't eat fruit or veggies, so how come you're not chubby?
I eat a few veggies, don't eat a lot, but I don't eat any bananas. I hate bananas.
Serious?
Wouldn't go near them.
They make you happy, Tim.
They don't make me happy. They make anybody angry. Couldn't touch them.
Was that a bit of a culture shock then? You go to an elite footy club like Collingwood, they've got the dietitian and all that sort of stuff, and having to, change the way you go about it to eat some of those foods just so you can get through training and perform at the correct level?
Yeah, well, over the sort of last couple of years, I've spent a bit of time with the dietitian and sort of working at ways for me to improve my diet. And I think, I've come a fairly long way with it, growing up a little bit and just eat what I got to eat. Before I got drafted, I just ate whatever I wanted to eat, whenever I wanted to eat, and never really cared. But yeah, it's obviously a massive factor, I suppose, for being an athlete.
Mm. You got that long body and those short legs like Dacos. A lot of people have likened you to side bottom as well as the way you move. Some good reps there for you, Tim.
Yeah, it's obviously very nice to be compared to some really good players. So I think with Steele at the club, I've heard a few people sort of compare myself with him a little bit, so I think that's good.
Well, you do.
For
you
me
move
to be able
like
to
him.
Model my game on him a little bit and sort of try and take a few things out of his game and put it into mine.
Now, when you were drafted a couple of years back, Brodie Grundy and Ben Kennedy also went with you in the same draft. Did that make the transition a little easier going across to Melbourne?
Yeah, definitely. I think, going to Collingwood, it's a massive club. It was pretty daunting on your first day. Sort of, I could imagine not knowing anyone would have been even worse. So sort of going with those two boys and having previously played with them and been mates with them, it made it a lot easier. And just living with them for the first couple of months when I was here, sort of you go home and you can talk about, what's happened during the day, and you can just sort of relate to each other and a bit of a shoulder to lean on, I guess, if you need.
And how is Big Brody? We understand he took a bit of a knock at training. He missed the weekend's game. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's doing all right. I was around his house last night. He's just giving him some company. The big fella's a little bit flat about not being able to play, but he's going to bounce back, no doubt. He's a good competitor, so he's excited about getting back out there when he can. He's probably best for him to rest up and stay off the weights for a little bit, but he'll be, you know, wanting to get back in there and make himself look big and strong. But he's going to be all right in a couple of weeks, I think.
Mm. And another South Australian boy that I'm sure people are interested in is young Scharenberg, who's had a horrible run with injury. How's he going? Is he keeping his chin up?
Yeah, he's a positive kid as well. He's starting to play some regular VFL footy now, and I think he's playing pretty well. So I don't think it'll be too long before he gets a crack at AFL footy. But obviously, as well for him, he's had a tough run, sort of started off with feet issues and then unfortunately doing his knee last season. Wasn't the ideal start to his career, but the way he went through all his rehab and stuff, testament to him, he's come back really, really fit and ready to go. So I think it'll be just a matter of time before he gets a crack.
SA lad and Collingwood lad Tim Broomhead's the Round 11 NAB Rising Star, our guest. Hey, I was at the Anzac Day match this year. That was your first. How'd you enjoy that?
It was really exciting. I was a bit crook, I think. Before the game, I was pretty nervous. But, it was obviously at the start of the season, that was a game that I really wanted to play in. Obviously, I haven't played in it or been a part of it before. I thought, it would be an amazing experience. It lived up to expectations. It did. It was, massive crowd and just sort of the pre-match stuff. It was amazing to be a part of. So I was very privileged to be able to play in that game.
I hear Nathan Buckley talk about the young players that get drafted each year. If they don't play in the game, they go to the Dawn service and they do all that. So I'm guessing you might have done that in years gone by. Is that does that give it a bit of extra relevance, I guess, when you know the story behind it?
Yeah, well, I think everyone should sort of, I guess, do their homework a little bit on it. A pretty important part of our country. So it's a massive day, and going to the Dawn service is a good way to pay respects. But as you said, all the I think it's just the first years go, if they're not playing, the club takes them as a part of it. But I think it's good for anyone that goes to it to learn a lot about the day.
Now, you're a brickie, eh? Is that your trade, or you work with the old man?
Yeah.
Lay a few bricks?
The year before I got drafted, I was doing a bit of bricklaying with my dad, just to fill in some time and earn a little bit of cash. So I'm pretty happy I got drafted.
Good stuff. That's a hard man's job, that one. Tim, what are your hands like? Your dad got hands like sandpaper?
Yeah, he's got some tough hands and a crooked back most of the time. So it's not a job I wanted to stay in for too long. I didn't hate it. It was okay, but I think playing footy is a little bit more enjoyable.
And you love the soccer. Who's your EPL team?
Yeah, big fan of soccer. Manchester United supporter. So.
Oh, you just jumped on the bandwagon there, Tim. How long have you been on there?
I always supported them growing up as a kid, so they'll be right. They'll come good next season.
Yeah, well, I'm a QPR man, so what do you say to me?
QPR? Well, you've got no hope then. Give up.
Who's your team, Bix? You're laughing.
West Ham. At least we didn't get relegated like QPR. Anyway, that's a different story. Hey, Tim, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the year? What are you hoping to get out of it?
Obviously for me, I really want to consolidate my spot in the team and finish the season really strongly. But as a team, obviously, we've really set ourselves up in the first half of the season. I think, as I said, we got some tough games coming up, but if we win a few of them, we'll put ourselves in the mix to make the finals, which is really exciting. And I think, if we just take it sort of week by week and keep banking the wins, I suppose there's no real cap on how far we can go.
Great work, Tim. Now, just the left fielder, they say we all get our surnames from our great-great-great-great-grandfathers. It's, it's a heritage thing. Have you ever thought of what your grandparents did all those years ago to get a surname Broomhead?
I haven't thought about it too much. I know it's a different one. Yeah, I haven't really thought of where it comes from or anything. Cop some nicknames over the time. So. Yeah,
give us a couple.
Oh, there's plenty. There's a few at the club now that just call me Sweeper or Sweeps, but it's been some. But people have been unhappy with me over the time. They've tried to come up with some bit worse ones, but it's all fun and games, I guess.
Well, it's better than having a surname Sidebottom and your nickname's Front Bum.
Yeah, well, that's it. It could be Sidebottom. That's probably a bit worse.
Well done. Hey, congratulations.
Or gold stack.
Are you coming home for your break?
Yeah, I'll be back for a few days just to catch up with the family and friends and just relax for a few days, catch up on some sleep.
Well, Tim, congratulations, Tim, on your Rising Star nomination. We hope you continue on and you have a great year and that you get everything out of it that you want. And once again, congratulations and thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Great work. Collingwood's Tim Broomhead there. Adelaide boy from Port Magnus.
Yes.
Is the Round 11 NAB Rising Star.